From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. 5 years after one of Florida's biggest financial frauds, we now know how much money has been recovered and how much will likely go to the victims of the scam. Federal prosecutors say they've reached an agreement with a bankruptcy trustee on how to divide nearly $50 million worth of forfeiture proceeds from convicted Ponzi schemer Scott Rothstein. The Miami U.S. Attorney's Office says about $28 million will go to qualified victims of the scam and $21 million to claimants in the bankruptcy of Rothstein's now-defunct Fort Lauderdale law firm. The money comes from forfeiture of real estate, boats, vehicles, jewelry, and bank accounts traced to Rothstein's $1.2 billion scheme. Rothstein is among roughly two dozen people convicted in the scam, which offered investments in supposedly confidential legal settlements that did not exist. Rothstein himself is serving a 50-year prison sentence. A combination of low-income and formerly homeless people are settling into their new apartments in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. A new affordable housing development called Amistad will provide housing for 183 people. The building comes equipped with services to try to prevent residents from cycling back into homelessness or deeper poverty. It offers things like case management, employment training, and parenting classes. Stephanie Berman is the president of Carrefour Supportive Housing. To build this complex, Carrefour teamed up with Pinnacle Housing Group, a for-profit developer.
We try to create a community where families feel safe, where they know who they can access when they need assistance, and where they get everything they need so that they're successful here.
Berman says, in general, there's not enough of this kind of affordable housing, especially in Miami. That's in part due to competition for land that drives up prices. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.